Absolutely. I mean, nationally, we've had a 35% cut in funding to all of the 14 institutes of technology where we represent our members. All of the institutes today are out. This is the first day of a campaign, which is going to be a long and sustained campaign that we've started. We have actually issued ballot papers today to all of our institutes of technology in relation to the cuts in the overall funding, the cuts to staff and numbers, and at the same time, we've had a dramatic increase in student numbers. We've had a 32% nationally increase in student numbers over the last 6 years, and it's just unsustainable going forward. So we're hoping now that we're going to make this an election issue. We're going to speak to all politicians. We've already lobbied all of the current deputies and members of the Oireachtas and both the Senate and in the Dáil in relation to the issues that we see are detrimental to the education, both at second level and at higher ed.
Do you see this escalating to possibly further action and possibly action that will disrupt the college?
Yes, it will. We have, as I said, our ballot papers issued today with a return date of the 10th of December. The Executive Committee will meet on the 11th of December and decide, based on the mandate that we get, what our next plan of action will be. We have already set a preliminary day for strike for our institutes, which will take place in February, if we cannot get a negotiating space before then. The last thing we want is to actually have strike action, but at the minute we don't have any negotiating space. We don't have a door that we could even go through, so we're hoping by protests such as today, which does not affect students, will actually encourage the Department of Education to give us a negotiating space. If we get one before February, then we will not be striking.